Hi everyone, this is Mariana. Welcome to your WOW Rap. How amazing to think that every one of us is invited to the most magnificent wedding feast ever, the greatest reception dinner ever planned, the most extraordinary love story ever told. So let us make sure that we don't miss the opportunity to RSVP by accepting Jesus Christ as our Lord and personal Savior and enter into the presence of our glorious, gracious, merciful and loving Father in heaven. I have two questions today. Have you accepted this invitation? And secondly, will you extend this invitation to those around you? Our scripture for today is from Revelation 19, verses 6 to 9. Here is Diane.
Then I heard what sounded like a great multitude, like the roar of rushing waters and like the loud peals of thunder, shouting, "Hallelujah, for the Lord God Almighty reigns. Let us rejoice and be glad and give him glory. For the wedding of the Lamb has come, and his bride has made herself ready. Fine linen, bright and clean, was given her to wear. Fine linen stands for the righteous acts of God's holy people. Then the angel said to me, write this, blessed are those who are invited to the wedding supper of the Lamb. And he added, these are the true words of God.
So let us be determined this week to accept the invitation to the most glorious celebration prepared for us, eagerly anticipating eternity in our precious Lord's presence. May we rediscover the joy of falling in love with Jesus all over again, as he desires to have an intimate relationship with each one of us. Our Father assures us over and over again that when we seek him, we will find him. So let us know and understand that his love for us is unconditional and that he is constantly drawing us closer to him. And let us always remember that we are never too far away from God for him to welcome us back into his loving and merciful arms. Even if we doubt because of our sinfulness whether we will receive this special invitation to the most extraordinary heavenly banquet, we can find comfort in knowing that Jesus, our Lord and Savior, offers us forgiveness for our wrongdoings. So let us confess and repent and allow the Holy Spirit to transform our minds, hearts, and souls. And let us never forget that repentance is an ongoing process that requires a daily commitment to abandon our old ways and embrace a new mindset aligned with God's will. And lastly, let us acknowledge that while we are still here on earth, each of us can make an impact for Jesus. So let us seek God's guidance and boldly live out our faith in a changing and desperate world. Let's step out of our comfort zones and trust God for miracles. Let's stand for his principles in a world that often strays from his truth. And as we experience the power of forgiveness, blessings, and the goodness of God, let us extend his grace, love, faithfulness, and mercy to others through acts of service. Let us go forth in peace, share the hope we have, and extend the invitation to attend the wedding supper of the Lamb with everyone around us. For his is the kingdom, the power and glory, now and forevermore. Now let us stand united as we pray together.
Lord Jesus, we love you. We love you. Come show yourself to us. We love you.
Lord, I pray that you will touch our hearts. You would make us obedient so that we can follow the passions that you have put into our hearts, there where we are supposed to make a difference. Lord, and there where you lead us, will you help us to step up out of comfort zone? Will you help us to be the atmosphere changers, the light bringers, the delight for our circumstances? Lord, I pray all this in the name of Jesus.
Dear Abba, Father, we thank you for your majesty and your righteousness. We thank you for your brilliant love that you show to all of us by sending your Son, Jesus. We thank you for your forgiveness and pray that we will forgive others. We pray that our humble acts of service to others would be like the alabaster jar of perfume that anointed the feet of Jesus. that it would be gracious and given with love and humility, and never let us miss the opportunity to show you the affection that is due. In Jesus' name we pray. Hallelujah.
Heavenly Father, thank you for making it possible for us sinners to receive forgiveness through your Son, Jesus Christ. We praise and thank you, Lord, for the restoration of our relationship with you. And we thank you for the joy that can be restored in our life. Give us boldness, Lord, to share this restoration with others in order to show them the way to you. We ask this in your Son's precious name.
Thank you, Lord, for the vision of the glorious celebration of the wedding feast. Thank you that you're now preparing the perfect time for this blessed ceremony and this perfect place in heaven for us. Don't give up on us, Lord. Keep working on us. We want to be part of the planning. We want to obey you. And we want to send those invitations. Please save our loved ones whom we're not sure about. Keep us, guide us, and make us ready for that wonderful day when we shout hallelujah in your midst. We pray in Jesus' precious name. Let it be so. Amen.
Amen. Keep safe, be blessed, and have the most wonderful week.